Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good evening. This is Brother Dwayne Harshaw here with you again on another blessed evening that the Lord has blessed me with to be able to be a part of this program, to just be able to talk and share a little bit about the word of the Lord. It says, working for Christ ministry. And that's what we do. I want to give an honor to God, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanking him for life, health, and strength, salvation. Thanking him for looking over me through another morning, waking me up early this morning in my right mind, able to get up out of my bed early this morning to do the things that he has blessed me to do. I thank him for blessing me down through the day over the dangerous highways, my companion and myself, and continue to give me a mind to want to serve him and do his will the best I can to live a life that he has given me to live in a right way as a Christian, his child, as a child of the Lord. As we get prepared to start this program, we want to have our prayer request. Give an honor to the Lord for everything that he has allowed each and every one that may be listening or calling in. Bless them and continue to bless the sick and the needy. Continue to bless the incarcerated, all of the caregivers and the ones that are in the care facilities. We ask that he would bless our neighborhood, our children, our schools, teachers, bus drivers, so many prayer requests for each and every one. I would like to continue to remember my companion, Celestine Harshaw, in prayer. My bishop, Bishop R.C. Bryant, his companion, Sister Dorothy. Glad that he come through his surgery. Continue to bless our assistant, Pastor Sharon Logan, and her husband, Brother Roger. Continue to remember Brother Armstrong, Wes Armstrong, his companion, Bishop Armstrong, family. And we just want to continue to remember each and every one. We do thank the Lord for Sister Margaret as she continued to do the work of God and call in faithfully. We thank God for you. And continue to remember each and every family that calls in or listening in, representing a family. Our precious Heavenly Father, as once again we come before you, dear God, thanking you for so much that you've already done and honoring you. We humble ourselves down and continue to trust in you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Nothing good that we have done to deserve it, but Lord, you look down on us. Give us another opportunity to get things right in the right way in our lives. We come in contact with so many people, Lord, that says that they're living the life of Christ, dear God. But when you look at their lives, Lord, and you see the things that they're doing in the wrong way and not living the way that the Word of God says, we ask, Lord, that you would touch those people in a special way, dear God, before it's too late in their lives to get it truly right. and accept Christ and the great salvation, repent and ask the Lord to come into their heart. We pray for them, Lord. We pray for our families that they would accept salvation in their lives to get their lives right. We pray for all of our leaders, our nation, around the world, leaders, the flood and the wildfire victims around and about. So much is going on, dear God, but we pray for all of the people of the world around and about. We don't know everything that's going on in each household. We ask, Lord, that you cover our school children with the blood of Jesus. Things is already going bad in schools, and they're just barely getting started for another year. Keep our children safe, dear God. Help us, Lord, just humble ourselves and call on your holy name, dear God. Because you know all, you see all, and you are present around all. And we know, dear God, you are the source of any and everything that we'll ever need. We thank you right now for loving us. Ask that you bless the program tonight. Each and every one that may call in or may be listening. In the name of Jesus, and I ask that you bless me, Lord, that I may decrease, that you increase in me to do what you have given me to do, dear God, to the best of my knowledge. I thank you and I love you, Lord, for all that you've done for me, all that you continue to do. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, in advance for what you're going to do as you continue to see us through day in and day out. We give you our honor and praise, and glory belongs to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, everyone. As we get started tonight, let's see what we got right here. Working together. The scripture is Psalm 66, verse 5. God is awesome in his deeds toward the sons of men. God is awesome in his deeds toward the sons of men. Praise the Lord. And God is awesome. We serve an awesome God. In our everyday activities, if he doesn't see us through, there's no way we can make it through. We trust him and depend on everything that he does in our lives. First, let's see. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 says, whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men. And it says hard work being a blessing. It says working for the Lord, serving God, doing your best. So it lets us know in the Lord This is what we do, one's deeds. This verse says, in everything you do, everything we do, do your work heartily as for the Lord rather than man. So we have to realize when we're doing something, we're doing it to the glory of God the best that we can. I remember when I was young, my mama used to tell me, she said, now, when you go to work, I'd get upset about what they'd say, things that they'd tell me to do sometime, and didn't want to do it. And she explained it to me. Don't worry about what they say. God has blessed you to do something. You do your best at it for his glory and honor. And don't worry about what they say. Well, I didn't understand a whole lot of that then because I was out into the world living my life the way that I wanted to do and the way I wanted to live. But now, all of these years later, I began to understand as I read and do my best to study the Word of God that it's letting us know everything we do is to the honor and the glory of our Lord. And we have to look at it that way. People's going to get you aggravated. People's going to get on your nerves. People's just not going to care about what you're doing. So we as God's children, we have to realize we have something to do. And this is all about a work. Working for the Lord, doing our best. He blesses us to get up every morning. He blesses us some that to have a job, to be able to go to work, to do what we have to do. He blesses us in other ways to be able to be a blessing to someone else, to be able to share his word to someone that's in need, to be able to pray for people. He gives us different things in order to do, to be a work for Christ. So many things that we can do to represent Christ, our Lord and Savior, for all he done for us. And all we have to do is step up to the plate. Colossians chapter 3 verse 17 says, whatever you do in work or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. So it's letting us know everything that we do as ordained by God in the name of Christ. Thanksgiving offered to God and rest, asking in Jesus' name. Then it says positive aspects of one's deed. God being with you. And then it says we have to continue to look to the Lord for all. He's given us everything that we need. A lot of people complain about, well, if it worked for this or if it worked for that, I'd do this or I'd do that. I could do my job if they'd just leave me alone and I could just go ahead and just do what I have to do. Well, we ask the Lord to help us through certain situations because it does get hard sometimes with people, with man, woman, when you're working and you're doing what you have to do. Some people don't appreciate what you do. Some people don't even care what you do. But the Lord, as we do it out of respect, toward people through and by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to where people can see the love, the thought, the care that you have for someone. And that's what we have to do. As hard as it may seem sometimes for us to get by or go through it, we always have the Lord on our side. He has our best interest in his hands. We should be thankful for what he does for us and continue to be thankful and continue to pray. And he says, cast all of our cares on him because he cares for us. So help us, Lord, to realize that you have given us everything that we need for the work that we need to work for Christ, to serve Christ, to share Christ. That's the reason why we continue to read the Word of God, to learn from the situations of the Old Testament to the New, the situations that God's people put themselves in over and over and over again, obeying one minute, next minute, disobeying. But we have to have that repentant spirit and asking the Lord to help us each and every day of our life to go through life. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 7, with good will render service as to the Lord and not to men. With good will render service as to the Lord and not to men. Helping others, doing your best, doing the right thing, serving the church, your attitude, serving Christ. So we have a duty to do. He explains to us in how to do it. How are we supposed to serve? How are we supposed to walk? How are we supposed to talk? How are we supposed to live? We have it all in the Word of God. So we don't have any excuse. Even though many people make excuses, but we don't have an excuse. Because the Lord has given us everything that we need. As we look at it back in the Old Testament and so on, people come and they would come in crowds to listen to the word of the Lord. We have all kind of technology and things now, but everybody's looking at everything but sharing the word of God sometimes. We can get the word out. We can hit a button and listen to the word of God being read to us. We can share it over the internet, Facebook, whatever. The share button can share. We can share it to messengers, messages. We have all of this technology that the Lord has given. That's working for Christ. When we share his word, somebody in need to hear a word from the Lord. Somebody in need to have you say, I'm praying for you, or I love you, I appreciate you. Or the young people telling them, well, I'm proud of you for what you're doing, encouraging them to keep it up, encouraging them that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. You know, we have to be an encouraging word for the Lord and just continue to let people know. It might not take but a smile. People are hurting in the world. This new job that I took on, I come in contact with people. I drive for a transportation company. I pick up clients for appointments, take them to their appointment, pick them back up after their appointment, and take them back home. Gives me a chance to talk to them about the Lord. And I run into many that enjoys that, that needs it. They talk about how they don't have family members. And the ones that do, they talk about how they don't come to visit much or be able to see family too much. Then I had this one man, he lived with his daughter, and he started just breaking down to me how his daughter treated him. And said he had to pray to the Lord to just help him find his own place. And God opened the door for him to find his own apartment. So we don't know what people are facing, what families are facing. Families are going through things. And it's an everyday struggle for someone for what they're going through. And they're hurting. Families do not care like they used to. I'm not saying every family, but a lot of families are going through situations in life to whereas families don't respect. Families don't, you know, do the things that they used to do. Come together like they used to come together. It's just like anymore that we have to just about get family to do something because they really don't care the things that it used to be like. Life has changed for so many people now. The struggles that they go through. But we still have to show that love because the Lord has loved us. He's never given up on us and he never will. Philippians Chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. So, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. God equipping for good words, for good works. Fruit of righteousness. Divine assistance. Giving. So we're working for the Lord regardless. It says things into good. It says God turning bad things into good. So we already know that we have the Lord on our side. If we're serving, we're doing, we're representing Christ. Not sometimes, But all the time, we are representing our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All the time. We get slack sometimes as God's people, and we have to ask the Lord through the Holy Spirit to help us and lead us and guide us. Help and strengthen me, Lord, in areas I need to be strengthened. Help me through the struggles, Lord, that I go through and have to face sometimes. Without his help, we can do nothing. Without his love for us, we don't have anything. A lot of people thought they woke themselves up early this morning when they woke up. But if God had not touched you, you wouldn't have woke up. No alarm clock. No shake by the person that may be close to you. No holler or loud voice that may holler for you. If it hadn't have been for the Lord blessing you to open your eyes, you wouldn't have been able to do it. When he draws his last breath from you, you can't take another breath because life is over on this earth. So we have to realize our soul has to live somewhere. Are you content in the life that you live, that your soul is going to be saved? Or is your soul going to spend throughout eternity in hell? Like our bishop tells us, there's only two places and you're not going to miss them both. You're going to have to make a choice to either live for Christ or not. My choice is to live. I thank the Lord for everything, every day, every moment. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 6. There are varieties of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons. There are various effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons. Spiritual gifts. What God does, being different, being unique, variety of functions. We all don't have the same thoughts. We all don't have the same walk. We all don't have the same life. Everything's different from person to person. But we serve the same God, the living God, the spiritual God, the righteous God, the holy God, the God of love and peace, joy, happiness. We still, even though there's so many differences between each and every one of us, we still serve the one and only holy, true God. Now, people can choose to serve many gods, whether it be your money, make that your God, glory in your money, your home, your car, things that you think is more important than serving the Lord. But there's only one true God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6. One God and Father, of who is over all and through all and in all. It says, God, fatherhood of, it says God being outside of creation, above all gods, God's fullness, one God, God on high, uniqueness, God, uniqueness of God's ownership of everything. God being with you. So praise the Lord, it lets us know He is the one and only true God, over all, for all. No matter what people think, He's still the one and only true God. And if we serve Him wholeheartedly, everything will be all right. So praise the Lord. We're going to turn on Miss Margaret's mic. Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And you, ma'am?
I am fabulous.
Good. Yeah, we're gonna let you go ahead and get in on some of this good stuff about our
God. Okay. Honey,
anything,
so amazing.
Anything you want to share, anything that you want to talk on or give us reference on or anything, we're just working for Christ.
Okay. Yes, we do. Everybody have to acknowledge the true power of my Lord, because there's nothing like that power. He has been so phenomenal. He has been so amazing. He took me from one part where I couldn't even move this left side at all, from my toes all the way up to my shoulders. But today I can move my toes and I can lift
Amen.
My shoulders. Hey, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because He's been
what
so
a
amazing.
Mighty God, we serve.
Amen,
we
amen,
serve
amen.
A mighty God.
Yes, we do. Because, I mean, honestly, like I said, I did a Facebook post about favor. And I said that everybody breathing has some sort of favor. Some of us have more than others. But everybody
mm-hmm.
has a favor. But
yeah.
the ones that have a little more than others, they completely devoted their lives to the Lord, because I have completely devoted my life to my Lord, because He is so, I mean, it's outstanding to know the things that He has done for me, the things I know and things I do not know, because it's countless. You cannot count the things that He does for us in a daily, on a daily basis. I mean,
so
the blood running through the veins of the veins clear, the
mm-hmm.
heartbeat, the breath, the
yes.
cells, the tissues, the organs. I mean, it is amazing to his development, what He has done for us, and the sheer love that He has for each and every one of us, because
yes.
He did one of the very most spectacular things. As He sent His Son to be a ransom for everybody
yes.
that lived, that are living, and that will live. And
That's
so
right.
He sent His Son. And as I was writing it, as I was doing my message about it, I said, even my Lord turned His head and wiped a tear from His eyes, because He could not see His Son. His Son was so
yes.
embedded with sin, and He took all those.
That's right.
They did take sin away from the world, but He took all those sins and he took them to the cross for forgiveness. We have to ask for forgiveness. There's no shortchange in that. We have to ask the Lord, please forgive us.
So true.
And we have to be rooted and grounded so we know that we see things. Lord, help us. Lord, be with us. Lord, help my friend. Lord, help my family. We have to be able to do that wholeheartedly.
Yes.
It is
and
just
we don't
a joy
have
to
no
know.
Excuse.
Exactly.
I mean, he's done it all. He's given us his best. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't even have
yes,
to consider it. But he did. He loved us so much that he even had
and
a thought of
us.
He does. He'll never stop loving us. No matter how we do the wrong that we do, he'll never stop loving us. We can truly
Amen.
Believe that he is our all in all. He will always be our all in all. He won't fail us. He'll take care of all of our need, even when we
yes,
think we don't need. He'll take care of the need. Most
yes,
people don't
will.
Even know what they need, and he's still taking care of their needs. And they don't acknowledge the good that he's doing to see them through. But we, as his children, we know. Because when you're living for Christ, and the more that you learn about Christ, and the closer you draw to Christ, is the more that you want to do for Christ. The
exactly.
more Christ-like you want to live, you know, the best that you know, you want to live for him, share his word, tell people about how good he's been to you, and
oh, yeah.
hoping that to reach someone in their life, and that all they have to do is try them. Just try them one time and see that he don't bless you in a way that you never could imagine. Take you through things that you think that he can't bring you out of. He can bring you out of situations that you feel that you could have never got out of. And only he can do that. Sicknesses. Whatever it may be, if it be his will, we have to pray for it to be his will and not our will. Some people feel like if he don't do it, well, people keep saying do this, people keep saying do that, but I ain't seen nothing. They're not realizing the blessings that they already have, the things that he's already gone through. There's so many other things that they can look to. But they're looking at that one thing that they feel like that he hadn't answered their prayer on. So if he's not answering that, nothing else matters. But we have to realize every day that we wake up and open our eyes is another blessing. And if he don't do any more for me, he's already done enough. And
that's
I recognize
exactly right.
that he has done what he has done for me and continues to see me through because I could not make it without him.
Amen. It is
He's
so, it is so rewarding.
Yes.
I mean, I should just to acknowledge the fact that every breath is a benefit. Every breath is a favor because honestly, he didn't have to do it, but he chose to do it.
That's right. That's right. He didn't have to do it at all. Just because
he
loved us so much.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thankful that he had me in that blessing. Thankful.
Me too.
That he talked about me when he blessed me to get up early this morning in my right mind. I'm thankful
uh-huh.
that he blessed me to even say thank you, Lord, to be able to talk when he could have took my voice away. So much I could go on and go on and go on and keep talking about how much, how thankful I am. And I still, throughout life, couldn't thank him enough for all the things when I was in the world that I didn't see that he was doing for me or pay attention to. I can't thank him enough for bringing me through, because I could have been dead and gone many times throughout life that I didn't even know. I always thought, well, Lord, I'd go to church, and some of the older generation back then, you know, a lot of kids was in church and everything. Parents brought you to church then and everything, not like now. And you come, recall, you go to the altar, and they would ask me, do you want to be saved? And I'd say, yeah. And they'd tell me what I need to do. And I said, but not right now. They said, well, if you don't want to be saved right now, you never will be. You know, I didn't understand what they were saying, because I had an opportunity right there and then, and God was opening that door for me at the altar, and I was trying to shut that door and run away. And I would go back out there and do the same thing I was doing, not realizing that God was protecting me at all times, waiting for the right time to give me that opportunity. But in the process of time, he could have took my life, and I might have not lived to this time that I'm living now to be able to see and do what I'm doing now. It blessed me along the way. So when I think back over my life, all the goodness of the Lord, my soul shouts hallelujah for what he's done, what he's doing, and hallelujah, Lord, thanking you in advance for what you're going to do. I don't know how things is going to come about in my life, but I know the one that holds my life in his hands, and I'm going to serve him till I can't serve him no more.
Until the last breath.
Amen. I'm going to be content with it, because the Bible lets us know to be content. I used to see stuff and look around, man, I want that so bad. They mess around and they open up opportunities and say, well, you can get this right there. All you got to do is send checks in the mail and say, all you have to do is sign this and pay so much a month. And once you sign it, they got you. You start making payments and everything on them. They send them now all the time. I look at them, I tear them up, throw them in the trash. I'm like, Lord, I'm not doing this, getting myself involved in this. Because you have blessed me around all of this now, I can see better and understand better now of your blessings and how you blessed me to see. I really don't need this. You've been taking care of me all along in the things that I'm already doing, the blessings that you've already given me. I don't need to put more on myself. You know, I used to put more on me until it got up to the point that I was putting more on me just to help somebody else. And I had to realize it's all right in certain things. If you're really in need, God opens that door for you to take care of that need. But if you're foolish enough to keep on taking in something that you know you don't really need, all you're doing is hurting yourself. And God give us the wisdom and the knowledge to understand, to make up our minds to know better. So I'm learning still yet, and he's still taking me through, letting me see. I think back on these things back then, where he's bought me from and where he's continuing to take me to. And I said, Lord, I thank you so much, dear God, because I can see now a whole lot better than I could back then. I was blinded by the sin of the world that I lived in. But, Lord, you opened up my understanding and give me wisdom and knowledge to see the good now that you are doing. Not me. All the time when I thought I was doing, it wasn't me. It was only through and by the will and the grace and mercies of God.
Amen.
Now I can see. Now I can tell somebody, because He has seen me through. He has opened up my eyes to be able to understand more. And people need help more now so than ever. They need prayer. We have to continue to pray because so much is going on in our families, around our families, with our children, with our neighborhood. So much is going on in life now that people don't even care. They don't respect. They don't even respect your children. They'll disrespect your child, but don't expect you to disrespect theirs. So,
well, they disrespect their own mamas.
Yeah, they will. Yes, they will. They don't care no more. It's just like everything now does not matter. All that matters is them and what they can do or get by with. So it's a praying time. We have to continue daily to trust and depend on our Lord and just continue to ask him to cover them with the blood, because they don't care about anything. Some of them don't even understand the danger that they're living in, and he's giving them chance after chance after chance. And sooner or later, chances will come out, because we're not going to live forever and ever and ever on this earth. So we try to share the word of God the best that we know. We try to let them know that God has given his best for us to be able to have that great salvation. All we have to do is repent, have faith in Jesus, and, you know, accept him as our Lord and Savior in our lives, that we may be able to go through. It's just like, let's see, it's verse, I got Psalms 40, verse 5. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders which you have done. And you, it says, in your thoughts toward us, there is none to compare with you. If I would declare and speak of them, they would be too numerous to count. So it's letting me know, many, O Lord my God, are the wonders which you have done. I can't obtain the many things that he has done in my life. And it says they would be too numerous to count. So it's letting me know it's an unlimited number I could never obtain, all the goodness of the Lord that he has done for me and taken me through. And then it says good works of working for the Lord, plans uncountable, God, perfection of God's thoughts, guidance, God's promises, deeds. We couldn't obtain it. It says trust in God's plan. Trust in God's plan, and that's what we have to do. Trust his plan. Because his thoughts are nowhere near our thoughts. So I just keep on praying and keep on trusting and keep on holding on. As hard as it seems sometimes, we go through, we have good days, we have bad days. Every day is not a good day. I have days that I feel bad. I get up and I'm like, this is just one of them days. I have days I feel so good. I feel like jumping for joy and my spirit is feeling good and my body is feeling like it can do more than it did yesterday. And you know, it's a thing that we go through, life. And every day we're not going to feel good. Every day we're not going to want to do certain things because of the way we feel. But one thing that we can do, whether we feel good or bad, lift up our hands and say, Lord, I thank you for what you're doing, what you have given me. If I can do that sincerely from my heart, I believe he'll take me through and bless me to start to feel better, strengthen me in areas I need strength, continue to help me throughout that day to see me through, because he's done it too many times. And I look and I say, well, Lord, I thank you, because I can tell that I'm feeling better. I'm going through, Lord. I'm holding on.
Uh-huh.
And I run into people. I share the word of God with. And it ends up not only blessing them, but it blesses me too, because things come about that said that the Holy Spirit leads you to say that is a help for you when you share it with somebody else. And people don't really understand that, but God work in ways that you don't know what is going to lead you to say sometime to a person once you get to talking to them. And then you start to realize the things that the Holy Spirit is leading you to say. And you say, well, Lord, I needed that. Only he knows what we need at the time we need it. That's why he gives us what we need. We have our own free will of thought, but the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us, sometimes we don't know what we're going to say when we're talking about the Lord and we're living for the Lord and doing our best to try to encourage people. He gives us thoughts in our mind and heart to give to people, and sometimes it's really for us to be able to understand and take it in, because it's a help to us. That's how good our Lord is.
Yes, you know, he's always doing stuff to encourage us. He gives us to give him a word. So,
he does.
I mean, honestly, you cannot beat what he does for us. You cannot beat it at all.
That's right.
I told him the other day, I told him, Lord, if I had a zillion tongues, I still couldn't praise you enough, because I would be lacking.
That's right. That's like this verse right here, Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And that is so true.
Oh, yeah.
That's a true verse. He does. He works
it out
for us.
Uh-huh.
It says comfort when discouraged, a break through a breakup, a confidence, God's calling, acceptance, through bad things, peace. Believers' experience of love for God, problem solver, God doing good, divine assistance given, guidance, God's promises of acknowledging God. This is what we all have to do in order for him to do what he's doing for us. Praise the Lord. We have 6 minutes and have another caller on 408-821-2968. Praise the Lord, caller.
Ooh, man. Praise the Lord. You put that whole number out there so people can give me a call. Give me a call. You know what I'm saying? No. Look. It's okay. If people call me, it's all right. I don't have a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. Because this is, yeah. This is a worldwide ministry. You understand this, right? When God calls you out the world, right, he illuminates you with himself. He illuminates you with Christ's spirit so that you can have the light. And when the light is on, Captain, he puts you back in the world he called you out from. And now you light up the world because of who he is inside of you. And
amen.
See what I'm saying? Some people be out there, and when I'm talking to these religious people, I'm talking to people in the church. I don't care what denomination you come out of. I'm not even talking about that because that's limited identity. And when I'm talking to you, I'm bringing you out from underneath the bondage that this man put you under because he wanted to control you and manipulate you. And if you had any feelings, which you do, about this stuff, he's gonna exploit your feelings. And this is not a relationship that I'm talking about. I want to make this clear. Like a mirror, because when you look at God's word, it can show you who you are on the inside. If you ever seen yourself on the inside, you would be looking at yourself saying, oh,
amen.
No, Lord, oh, no. But God would tell you, oh, yeah, I'm taking your past and making it very good for your future. I'm talking to you.
Yes, yes, amen. So true, so true.
So with that said right there, you know, God gets the glory when you acknowledge him in all areas of your life concerning Christ in you, which shows you what love has